Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, and we're learning Klal Nun Ches, and we learned. We just finished Simon Zion. We raised the question in a case where a person started out to bench, planned to say Alamichya, and then he corrected himself and he said Alamichya. So we said in a case a person starts out to say a bracha, which is appropriate. B'di'evid, and then he corrects himself, so then he's for sure Yotze. If you go buster what he said the right thing. If you go buster what his kavanah was, b'di'evid, he's Yotze. So the question is, in a scenario, but we pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, that only respect their brachos derabanan, not by brachos deraisa. So you have an example, a brand of fosho, a person started out same brand of foshos, and then he said, hazana salam. So his kavanah was the wrong thing, and now you're dealing with the subject deraisa. In the case of a person ate bread to the point that he's surveya, he's a chi of the rice at the bench. And we have a suffix in the Gemara, whether this bracha, which he had the wrong intent at the beginning of the bracha, is a valid bracha. So suffix the rice, he has to go back. He has to start over again. What about if he started out with Alamichya and then he corrected himself? So that really depends on if Pidi ever yurts with Alamichya. So are you yurts to Pidi ever with Alamichya or not? So Mishnah Berurah does not discuss this case. The Chayodim before in Klamim Zion and the Nishmas Adam, in Shazadim Ois Aleph, comes out that you're B'di'evid, you are not Yotzei. With Alamichya, when a person was Mechiv to bench Shmider Aisa, a person Mechiv to bench Shmider Aisa, he's not Yotzei Alamichya, with Alamichya. Many Akhredim disagree with the Chayodim in that regards. Kibager, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Evan Ha'ezer, etc., say that a person would say Alamichya on bread, b'di'evid he would be yotze, and that's even the chi of the rabbanah b'di'evid he would be yotze. Mr. Berurah only says that the chi of Mr. Berurah does what he, and he feels that the gimel brachas is not the raisa, which means we have to mention the three different ideas meter raisa, but the fact that each one has to have his own bracha, that's only meter rabbanah, and this is Mr. Berurah, the beginning of Kuf Sari Aleph. Explains the Gemara, which says that the Chazal were lenient for workers to bench a shortened version of benching. So he said, well, what happened to the Gimel Brachas? It's a Chi of the Reis and Gimel Brachas. So he says, no, the Chi of the Reis is to say one Bracha mentioning these three things, which they did. So the fact that they didn't say three Brachas is not, that's a Din Rabbanan. The Chazal were able to be Makel and welcome. They wanted the Parlim not to be working diligently and not stealing from the Baalim extra time for their longer benching. Mishnah Berurah talks about this in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin as well, and he also follows that opinion. Now, that doesn't mean that he would allow this to be Yerzei Min Rabbanan, but again, if it's a Suffolk, Siman Raisa works, it's only Suffolk Rabbanan, Suffolk Rabbanan Lekulo, so the Mishnah Berurah would also hold the B'di'evid Yubi Yerzei. On the other hand, the Yerava says that person is not Yerzei B'di'evid, the Bach also seems to hold like that. So the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, after all of this, he says, this is a major machlokes. So could be Yerzei, could be you're not Yerzei, in a case where a person would say main gimbal instead of benching. So what he should do is, he should wash again, eat, and have in mind to cover the earlier Achila as well. If that's not possible, he should think the bracha in his heart. Again, we're talking about a case where the person ate the shear of Kadei Svia, which would be a chiyuv d'oraisa, to bench. So it could be you're not yotzei. You can't go back. It could be you were yotzei. It's machlokes. Many poskim hold you are yotzei. So it's inappropriate to go back. We should try to address it in some way. So he says, well, eat something. If you can't do that, at least think it. Now, does thinking a bracha count? There's a Rambam Shita which says in a case where a person is an onus and he can't say the bracha, he's yotzei with thinking a bracha. We don't pass like that, but we do bring it down in a scenario where a person is an onus, you might as well do it, because at least according to the Rambam, you accomplish something. So the bottom line to this question is it's fairly complicated. But getting back to over here, so a person would start out benching, thinking, planning to say Alamichya, he's planning to say Alamichya. Or he actually says the words Alamichya, and he corrects himself to Hekhtay Dibur, he says Azana Salam. Or
He says, Baruch Hashem, Alakhen Melech Olam, Azana Salam. But when he was saying Hashem's name, he planned to say Alamichya. He corrected himself before he got to Azana Salam. In his mind, oh my gosh, I have to bench. He thinks to himself, and he starts saying, Alakhen Melech Olam, Azana Salam. It's a suffix whether you were yards of benching. It's a suffix anymore whether it works, but he haven't. As a suffix, whether Alamichya works. See, even if Alamichya works, we're good. If Alamichya doesn't work, it's still suffering where maybe it works. So it's a sfeik sfeika. So we have double argument to say that your yard stays in the situation, a person will not go back. However, if a person planned to say Brenna Foshas and he corrected himself, he would have to go back and repeat benching. Have a good day.